Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Romans chapter 16 and we're reading verses 1 to 16.
I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church in Cenchrea. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and to give her any help she may need from you. For she has been a great help to many people, including me. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. They risk their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my relatives who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, whom I love in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, tested and approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my relative. Greet those in the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, whose women work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the brothers with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings.
Our focus is on verse 13, who has been a mother to me too. Surrogate motherhood is nothing new. Rufus's mother had taken on a motherly role for Paul in his life and ministry, which he clearly valued. It could be easily missed amongst all the other greetings from Paul, but it is important for us to take note. The role of mothers is highly regarded in Scripture. Timothy's mother and grandmother had passed on their sincere faith to him. Paul wrote to both Timothy and Titus of the importance to have women serving as mothers in the church. How we need these spiritually mature mothers today. But that motherly ministry is not limited to those with children or even those who are women. Paul was gentle with the Thessalonian church, like a mother. Godly mothers are a blessing to the church. So let's appreciate their ministry and follow their example as the need requires. A prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the ministry of mothers in our church fellowships today. May their care and support of others be a blessing, especially to those who feel alone and isolated. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.